Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Hey, aren't we having fun? I'm going to multitask. Not letting me. Hey, we're doing a special show because a special show is coming to town. Oh, yeah. Open it. And talk about that shortly. That show is called Word. Word. I love it. It's going to be a great show, by the way. And my friend, Terry Mintz, is in on it, and she's doing it. It's going to be coming up next week, and I'm going to be getting you all that information once my computer cooperates with me and opens up my files, but it's not right now, and that's why I'm whispering. Okay, but we're going to have a great guest on today. It's going to be Annabelle Gerwish, but I can't bring her on without having a special Annabelle song that would be appropriate and uplifting at the same time for the kind of person she is. So here we go.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered eight pierogies, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. Two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. My ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag.
Guess we have coming on. Yeah, Word. Word is coming back. Word. It's announcing the new formulation of Word, the new storytelling show, People Stories, Music, Booze, 8:30 p.m. Wednesday, November 13th. And what a lineup it is. Taylor Negron, Eddie Brill, Amy Stiller, Annabelle Gerwish, Joanne Willett, Terry Mintz, and the music with David Reith and Steve Newman. No cover. That's unheard of, and a one beverage minimum, and the drinks are not expensive, which makes it even better. Oh, the chat room is lighting up. I see people are joining the chat room. Terrific. Welcome to Comedy Concepts today, and Annabelle, I'm going to be so glad to have her on the show because, yeah, this girl has so many irons in the fire. I guess that's why she's hot. She is an actress, author of 3 books, including a forthcoming memoir, I See You Made an Effort, Compliments and Dignities and Survival Stories from the Edge of 50. That'll be out March 6th from Blue Rider Press, okay? And that's an imprint of Penguin Random House. Another book, You Say Tomato, I Say Shut Up, a self-hurt marital memoir co-written with her husband, Jeff Kahn. And now a play in its third national tour. And Fired. Her Fired book became an acclaimed documentary, which premiered on television as a Showtime comedy special. I've got to check that out. I hope it's on Netflix. Okay, she's got a loyal comedic following during her numerous years hosting the cult favorite Dinner and a Movie on TBS. I love that show. She's been on Dexter, Boston Legal, Medium, Seinfeld, Melvin Goes to Dinner, Daddy Daycare, and many others. Wow. It goes on and on. This is like the resume that would not end. It's terrific. You know what? I'm going to bring her on and let her tell a little bit about herself now, because I see she's calling from California. So let's bring her on. Annabelle, are you there? Can you hear me?
Let's open that mic. Hello?
Hello. I got your mic open. So much stuff.
Good.
I ran out of breath.
Oh, you know what? You just got to do something, right? I mean, hello. It's like you got to keep busy. And thank you so much for inviting me on. That song scares me to death. I have no idea what it means. It sounds like a polka.
Oh, you don't know what a pierogi is?
Of course I know what a pierogi is. Are you kidding me? I have had so many pierogies on 2nd Avenue in New York, downtown at every
at
training.
At Velseca.
Oh, my God. I lived at Velseca. How do I pronounce that? I haven't said it in years.
I pronounce it Velseca, but yes, that's why I put on the pierogi song. I figured that was your neighborhood.
Yeah, absolutely. When I went to NYU, I lived there, and I used to do shows at the Pyramid Club on Avenue A and
yes,
Sixth Street.
Yes, actually, I did too. I don't know how we missed each other, the performance arts
scene.
Oh, my God,
I don't know how we did.
And
yes,
King Tut's Wawa Hut.
Oh, my God, the Wawa Hut. And I used to do a show at Danceteria called the Holly Montage Show, and I would do it on a Madonna. I used to be on that bill, and I just remember Dave going like, oh, Madonna. Of course you're going to get with that one name. Yeah.
Now it's NYU. Danceteria is now NYU.
I know.
It's gone.
I know.
And it's just, and it was a whole, and it's so great. Interesting. I didn't know you had also a performance art background, but it does explain a lot about you.
Yes, I did. And that's why I'm actually so excited, because whenever I start a new project, I like to, besides writing it, perform it. And I have, to come to New York, which is my hometown, and do stuff in the old neighborhood. So I'm really excited to do Terry Mason's new show.
You're back.
Yes.
Because you're at Sidewalks. And Sidewalks, ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
is a very interesting venue.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot of people. I believe Rob Shapiro performs there a lot. It's really taking back the night, so to speak, and bringing back the art scene to which happens to be my neighborhood, by the way.
Tuesday night, we're doing the show, as you mentioned, on the Word Show. I mean, that's when
it's Wednesday night,
doing Word Show with old friends of mine, with Amy Stiller and Taylor Negron. There's other people on Bill who are great too. Those two just happen to be very.
I just had lunch with Taylor two weeks ago at the Friars Club. He is wonderful,
yes.
And he's also been a guest on the show. But tell us about
it's
your books.
Fun.
Tell us about your books.
Yeah. I've been doing this thing where I write books now. the You Say Tomato, I Say Shut Up book was my last book. I wrote that with my husband. And then we adapted it for the play. And it's been touring the country for 3 years. And then I had this idea that I would write a book. I started this book 2 years ago, right when I was about to turn 50. And I was just having the most miserable time of it. I was like, 50? Really? This number just was freaking me out. I mean, I just don't think of myself as that number. It seemed like such a big number. And so I thought, well, interestingly enough, there's a lot of us. turning this age. In fact, every 7 seconds, an American turns 50, which is really scary. And
wow.
It makes me want to just curl up in the fetal position. But it's true. There's a lot of us in this generation. So I thought I'd write a book about all the horrible indignities, like the moment that you realize that you're turned on by someone because they can fix your computer. You know, that was the first story that I wrote when I realized, like, I was attracted to my Apple genius guy because he knew how to fix my computer. I'm like, oh, my God, that's what sexually turns me on now. Someone who is through the technology. I have crossed the line. When those Eileen Fisher clothes were starting to look good to me, I was like, oh, my God, this is a new territory that I'm in. So there's some serious stories in the book, but, I mean, the whole book is meant to be, humor therapy. And I was telling this book to my friend Bill Maher. We were having lunch, and I was telling him about this book, and he's like, oh, you have to meet my publisher. I did. I love this this imprint at Penguin, Blue Rider. They publish a lot of people that come from our community, like, well, they publish Bill. They publish Penn Jillette, who I love as well. Actually, they publish James Carville, lots of really interesting people. And so my book is with Penguin, with Blue Rider. It comes out in March, and I decided I wanted to be performing it as well because it's just
no. Wait a minute, you've got three books, so reiterate which book it is again.
This is the I See You Made an Effort book. So that's the new book coming out in March, and I have started to adapt it for the theater. Returning to my roots, and I will actually be at New Eurekan Poets Cafe on Tuesday, November 12th, 9 to 10 p.m. It's a sneak preview, the only show I will be doing in New York before the book comes out in March. So come and join me at New Eurekan 9 o'clock.
And give them your
Tuesday
website
night.
So in case they want to find out more about where to get everything, because I'm assuming your books are available on Amazon and...
Yeah, at all the usual places.
So give them your website.
All the usual. My website is www.annabellegerwich.com, and if you spell my name wrong, it comes up in Google because, you know, this has been a theme in my career. I got stuck with this name, and I just stuck with it because it's kind of fun to hear people say it wrong. When I was on the Hollywood Squares, Annabelle Gurdich to block. I'll take Annabelle Gartwick to win. You know, it's like, it's fun. It's fun to hear people.
I just like to say Gurwitch.
You know,
like Homer Simpson, it's Annabelle Gurwitch.
Yeah. You know, actually, people got it. They kind of got it on Dinner and a Movie. After like 7 years, people figured out how to pronounce it. And, you know, that was actually a really fun show for me. That's one of the shows
I love that show.
Oh, thank you. With Paul Gilmartin, who I just think is the greatest. He's a comedian. And the funny thing is we hated each other while we were doing the show. Now we love each other.
Aww.
Well, you know, we would spend 18 hours, like, the show, it took, you know, we hosted the show for movies on Friday nights on PBS. We did this for like 7 years together. And it took like 17 hours because we were also cooking a theme dish while we were doing it. And so we were spending such long days together that it was like we were, you know, married. And so we had the kind of relationship you have in a marriage where we was like love, hate. You know, we went through the gambit, but all in good fun. We remain very good friends.
Great, too. And tell us, you didn't give me your site yet. And it's www.annabellegerwich.com. Yes.
Yeah,
so,
it's pretty easy. And I'm on Facebook. People can find me on Facebook. It seems like I have been getting this thing on Facebook lately where I get the equivalent of the Nigerian scams on Facebook. You just can't believe how many...
yes,
a lot of Eastern European men are.
Oh no, I don't accept every. I don't accept everyone on Facebook, and I actually posted. Chances are, if you're wearing shorts, a plaid shirt, and posed on a mountain with a gun, We're not going to be friends.
I know, it's so funny. I just thought this thing recently is so funny. Of a guy who's like standing in his camouflage outfit with a gun, and I had just posted for my birthday. I went to Starbucks, and I just love when they call out my name, and my name is Liberal Democrat. And I posted on Facebook how they spelled Liberal Democrat wrong, and I just thought, oh my God, this is what's wrong with this country. We've got to invest in our public school system. They're selling, they totally spelled Liberal Democrat wrong. And I just posted that when the guy, this sort of NRA gun-toting, camouflage-wearing guy propositioned me. And first of all, my Facebook page does say I'm married. No matter. No
doesn't matter.
Matter.
It gets to be too funny. It just gets to be too funny with these people. Hey, Annabelle, hold on a second.
Anti-military, yes.
All right, let's hope this isn't, this looks like a blocked number, but somebody's calling into the show for you, so let's just, I'll see if it's, let's see.
It's that guy.
It's that guy. Hello, you're on the air.
No, it's not that guy. It's Brown Beasley. Good morning.
Brown Beasley,
hi, Brown.
Good morning. Do you have
good
a question
morning.
For our guest?
You know, I tuned in, and I probably heard the guest speak for all of 6 seconds. So, no, I don't have a question yet, but I may have one soon. I'm reading the show description.
Oh, okay. Well, she'll be doing a show this week in New York City, 8:30 p.m. Wednesday at November 13th. It is called Word with Taylor Negron, Eddie Brill, Amy Stiller, Annabeth Gerwish, Joanne Willett, Terry Mintz, and music with David Reese and Steve Newman.
Beasley, let me ask Brown, how old are you?
Well, good. Let's just get right to the personal question.
Let's go right to the chase.
Right, exactly. Let's like beat around the bush. I'm a man of a certain age.
Then you should come on Tuesday night to New Eureka
Wednesday
Poets
night.
Cafe.
That's right. Yes, Tuesday night. Sorry,
I've been
go
to
ahead.
New Eureka Poets Cafe, but it was quite some time ago. It may not be feasible for me to go, considering that I live in San Francisco.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to be coming to San Francisco when my book, I See You Made an Effort, comes out in March. If you friend me on Facebook or you come to my website, AnnabelleGerwish.com, there'll be information because San Francisco is on my list.
All right.
I live in Los Angeles. Love
all
San
right.
Francisco.
That's,
I'm from Los Angeles originally. And
well, I will come see you in San Fran.
Very, 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 very good.
All right, thank you. Thank you for calling in, and keep listening. We're going to have some more information coming up. Okay. Okay. Thank you for calling in. And, Annabelle, let's play a little bit from your why don't you find a passage to read for me while I play a little bit? I believe this is from your show.
Okay. I'm ready for you.
About stories about turning 50, because when you say you look great to a woman my age, we hear it's amazing you're still ambulatory. When you realize you're at a concert with your teenage kid and you're looking at that skinny lead singer and you're just looking at him and you're thinking, I just want to take him home and feed him. Things have changed. I have never flown in a private plane. I have never vacationed in Turks and Caicos. In fact, the possibility of my vacationing there is so remote that I had to look up both the pronunciation and spelling of Turks and Caicos. Call down to him as I head up the stairs. I'm working on a deadline, which is kind of true when you think about it. Moisturizers are the holy grail of all products, promising everything from tightening and toning and reparative and restorative. The descriptions alone could restore your faith in a liberal arts degree. But will this water help keep my vagina from being so dry? About the moment when you realize that old school is now just your school. Oh, is a journey from anxiety to bitter anxiety.
That was great.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's this one.
Is that
this
the show you're doing here? Is that another show you're doing?
That's the one I'm coming to do
in
New York.
Oh, well, then that's
yes.
the plug. We'll plug it again afterwards.
That's great. It's material from the new book that I'm adapting into a play. The play will have its own identity. But, you know what it is. When you've been a performer all your life, I love writing now. Writing books has become for me just such a I love writing a sentence as much as I ever loved acting, but I still love talking. I still love being on stage. Nothing like it. There's nothing that is like going out there, standing on stage and delivering material and making people laugh.
I've written so many one-person shows. I swear my next one's going to be called My Absolutely Last One-Person Show.
That's so funny. Well, I stopped doing that. When I was working in television for so many years, I just didn't have time to do that. And then with these books, like, I have always done them with other people. You know, I with my Fired book, I had performances all over the country, starting at Second Stage with Andy Borowitz and David Rakoff.
Do you have a reading for us, by the way? Did you pick a...
I do. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. It's a little bit from the new book and some of the material that I'll be performing on Tuesday night at New Eurekans. On the day I turned 49, the first solicitation from AARP appeared in my email box. At first, I thought it might be an ad for white-collar prison uniforms. A couple is pictured dressed in matching cotton pastel sweaters and starch-pleated dockers. The entire outfit screams, "Here, take my libido and hold it for the rest of my life, which won't last that much longer anyway." The man has his arms circling the woman's waist. Is he propping her up because she's suffering from osteoporosis or helpfully disguising her muffin top? Probably both. You know, the AARP offers you a refrigerated travel bag when you join. What's the refrigerated part for? Medications, no doubt. Medications that require refrigeration? They're not fooling around. Couldn't they offer a gym tote or Shiraz of the Month Club membership to something that doesn't advertise your health is your top concern while traveling? For the record, it is. At 49, I was diagnosed as pre-diabetic, but I don't need my luggage to remind me. All the mothers that I had grown up were disappearing before my eyes. When both Bonnie Franklin and Jean Stapleton passed, I started Googling Florence Henderson's health every week. All the Ramones had left the building, except for the ones you never cared about anyway. That's a little bit right there.
I love it.
Oh,
I'm not sure if I'm in town on the 12th. If I'm in town, I'll try to make it. That sounds terrific. And then you're going to be at Word, too. So Tuesday and Wednesday night, two chances to see her. Miss one, see the other, or see both. And Word is to be at, I forgot to say, the Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant. And that's 94
Sidewalk
Avenue
Cafe,
A.
Yes.
Sidewalk, well, they say Sidewalk Bar on the flyer. I'm just reading the flyer.
Oh, okay.
Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant. Actually, they fixed it up. Have you been there recently? It's not just
a restaurant now.
It's got a stage and everything.
Really nice.
Yeah,
I heard it's really beautiful now.
So there is still the Sidewalk Cafe part, but this is called the Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant, and that's the part you want to go into at 94 Avenue A. I'm sure you can ask anybody. It's really nice now, too. It's very classy. And they have a website as well called wordthestorytellingshow.com and facebook.com, wordthestorytellingshow. Just remember, The Storytelling Show, People, Stories, Music, and Booze, 8:30 Wednesday, November 13th. And this is going to be new. And I've done these before when it was under a different name with Terry Mintz, who runs a very good show. And you're talking about celebrities. Let me just say, Taylor Negron is not only a great writer, but am I pronouncing it wrong? Negron. Is a great writer.
It's Chuck Negron. It's his cousin, you know, from Three Dog Night. So I think that's how you pronounce it.
Negron.
You know, if it's not,
I know,
I've been pronouncing it with a Spanish accent.
Eddie Brill, who is the warm-up comedian for the David Letterman show, as well as a comedian on his own. Amy Stiller, also a writer. A triple, quadruple threat on every level. Joanne Willett, I don't know, but I'm sure she's brilliant. If Terry Minst picked her, and David Reed and
great.
Steve Newman.
She's a great writer and performer. I've seen Joanne. It's just going to be a great show. Really,
it's going to be a terrific show. So let's give your website one more time.
It's AnnabelleGurwitch.com. And, you know, I'm on Facebook. And, yeah, really, particularly if you're a gun-toting NRA member, friend me, offer me marriage. And if you're an Eastern European, I get a lot of Eastern European hookers, women, who also want to friend me. They must know something about me that I don't know because I am married to a man. But whatever,
For a good time, call Annabelle Gurwitch.
Yes.
Gurwitch means good time in my country.
Yes.
But it's so good that you're
come
so
on,
busy
folks.
And
come
doing
on over, friend me.
So many things. So just follow her. You could also find her books on Amazon. I'll spell her last name for you. Annabelle, you can figure out. Gurwitch, G-U-R-W-I-T-C-H. So Facebook friend or follower. Let me just say hello to Steve Mendoza from the Steve Mendoza Show. He's in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
His show is every weekend. Steve, I think you'd like this show. He lives in New York, I know. Kat Vecchione from Wacko World. You get two radio shows listening to you. Vecchione, she's in the music scene, but I think she's further north, like Canada or someplace, like one of those countries. Anyway, thank you guys for joining the chat room. Can you believe it? That's how fast 30 minutes went. We're down to our three. Anything else you want to add? Besides, Word is the show to see and the New Eureka Comedy Festival there, or New Eureka Theater Tuesday.
And you can even pre-order my book. I see you made an effort on Amazon. Nancy, thank you so much. I love comedy. I love people who love comedy. And that's it. That's all there is to it.
Well,
that,
it's
going to
be a great
all.
Show, people. You want to see Announcing Word. This is going to be start once a month. Terry Mintz flies all the way in from California to do this show, people. You got to check it out. I tell you, you got to check it out. The Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant, 94 Avenue A, corner of East 6th Street. Just show up, and you can find them on Facebook, Word the Storytelling Show.com. See why I say it slow? Because everybody says it too fast. And so I want to thank you for being a guest on the show, and I hope to see you this coming Wednesday. And will you be? Do you have a topic for your story this Wednesday? Or is that a secret?
You can bet it's going to be something from my new book. That's all I can say.
All I can tell you is it will be something from her forthcoming book, which is kind of the thing. Well, with that in mind, I think I'll close the show with one of my scat stories. And thank you, Annabelle Gurwitch, for coming to the show.
Thanks
check
so
her
much,
out, ladies
Nancy.
And gentlemen. Go check out Word. Go check her out at the New Eureka Theater Facebook friender. You can find everything else. And we're just going to end with me, because that's how I roll. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nancy.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling's wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office. Or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was my naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know, how my brain works and connects things like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Check out Word Up. Yeah, baby.